shouldn't die for those spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please in Color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome once again. It's another edition of Cheese Please with my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
My name is Smarf Dude.
Oh. You are the Smarf Dude.
I'm Smarf
Dude. You are the Smart Dude, but you're usually just Snarf Dude.
Nothing to do with Smurf Dude.
No, you're not blue.
I'll probably be sued for copyright infringement right about now. But we'll try to avoid that by calling myself Snarf Dude for another edition of Cheese Please. And on the show this week, we take a look at a 1970s TV show that spawned a couple personalities on their own, and that spawned even more interesting films over the next decade or two or three or four.
A lot of interesting things.
Yeah, really. Laverne and Shirley came out, I believe, 1976. Focused on the 1950s. It was a spinoff of Happy Days.
Yes.
The Fonzie, Ralph Mouth, and all that stuff. Hey, was a catchphrase. The rest you can Google. You can figure that out.
Yeah, we'll talk about it a little later.
Yes, but we'll tell you what spawned from that. And on top of that, we head off to the Limburger Lounge. Looks like Charlie Harrison has been drinking again. Oh, darn. How can he afford that these days? Alcohol's so expensive.
Yeah, but back when he recorded that, not so much.
Okay, fine. But we're starting off a couple medleys with Warren Carr and instrumentals. A little later on, we'll hear Bonnie Banks of Loch Lomond, Coming Through the Rye, and Annie Laurie. That's a medley. But we're starting off with another medley, When the Saints Go Marching In, Camptown Races, Beer Barrel Polka, and Babyface. Good thing I had all that written down.
Yes. On Cheese Please.
Thank you. get serious. We bring you silly, sappy, and sensationally cheesy tunes every week.
Keys.
With Ron Carr. Man, I think he's in a saloon somewhere. It's got that feel, doesn't it?
A little bit.
That last medley, Bonnie Banks of Loch Lomond, Coming Through the Rye, and Annie Laurie. And the start off, it was the medley of When the Saints Go Marching In, Camptown Races, Beer Barrel Polka, that's a classic polka one, and Babyface. All around the 1920s-ish. I believe.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we like to call Cheese Please.
And we're going back to television shows of the 1970s.
70s into the 80s.
Well, the whole thing, George Lucas had that big movie, what was that?
American Graffiti.
Thank you, thank you. And that had Ron Howard in it. And then that was so big that Gary Marshall decided to make a television series about that whole 50s experience and called it Happy Days. And who did he cast? Ron Howard.
Yes.
As Richie Cunningham. And then two girls showed up on Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, friends of Fonzie's.
Yes, and they decided to make a spin-off TV series called Laverne and Shirley. And then from there, there were two guys that met in college, I believe. Did they not?
Do you mean the two actors met in college?
Yes, yes.
Yes, they met at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh.
There we go. Michael McKean and David L. Lander were cast as Lenny and Squeaky.
They had already created those characters long before they were cast.
Really?
Yes, these were characters they created and did in live comedy routines.
Okay. I didn't know that.
I know.
But anyway, they were cast. They actually ad-libbed a lot of their script on the TV series.
They did.
And after that, they decided to break out a little bit and create their own album.
Well, no, they actually sang on a bunch of episodes. They sang in an episode of the first season.
Okay.
Called Suds to Stardom.
Gotcha.
In the second season, they did a Christmas episode.
Oh, really?
Then in the second almost annual Shots Talent Show and episode, they performed Night After Night.
Okay.
And then they did a song in the third annual Shots Talent Show.
Okay.
And in the fourth annual talent show, they sing If Only I'd Listened to Mama and Rock and Roll Is Here to Stay, featuring four more Squig Tones.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. The other Squig Tones were some interesting people.
You mentioned off air Christopher Guest.
Murphy Dunn.
Yes.
Don Poncher.
Yes.
Steve C. Benderoff.
Right.
And then they also had Greg Green, who played their roadie.
Yes. And a few years later, Christopher Guest and Michael McKean, along with Harry Shearer, formed
Spinal Tap.
And then, well, you probably know about the Spinal Tap movie and the mockumentaries and all that stuff. But enough talk. We're going to play Lenny and the Squig Tones live from 1979. Shortly you'll hear Love is a Terrible Thing, but we're starting off the whole thing with the opening and Night After Night, the opening of the album on
Cheese Please.
In a row.
True love can be boring night after night. We have nothing in common, girl, you know that's a fact.
When it comes to handling manure, you need dependable equipment. Equipment that will work for you the year round in good weather and in bad weather when the snow flies. With this system, you get a full load every time. Bucket bottom and back are curved to ensure clean dumping. It's smooth and clean in appearance, built to give you many years of dependable service.
Cheese.
Feelings are hard to explain. They can soar like a crashing plane.
They can make you act insane if they want to.
Babe. Emotions, they mess you up. Overflow you like an empty cup.
If you're smart, you'll just give up and go home.
Squigtones and Love is a Terrible Thing, as we end off our profile on their album, Lenny and Squiggy Presents Lenny and the Squigtones. And you have a little bit of information.
Well, here's the thing. The album came out in 1979.
Right.
It was recorded live at the Roxy in Hollywood.
Gotcha.
They did an appearance on American Bandstand in July.
Okay.
Performing two songs from the album, including Love is a Terrible Thing.
That's not something I expect to see on American Bandstand with Dick Clark.
I really wish we had a quote from Dick Clark here to share, but unfortunately we do not. But if you want to see their appearance, apparently it's on YouTube.
He probably said, yeah, that's nice, guys. I don't understand it, but it has a beat and I can dance to it.
I don't know that you can dance to that one.
Well, he's known to say that on many records, so that's why I said that.
Ah.
And here's another fantastic fact I just found out. Did you know both Lenny and Squiggy were on Star Trek?
Well, Lenny and Squiggy weren't, but the actors were.
Yes, Michael McKean was on Star Trek Voyager, apparently. He was in the episode The Clown. And David Outlander was in Star Trek The Next Generation. He played a Ferengi tactical officer in the season 2 episode Peak Performance. I better get dig into my Star Trek collection. I gotta see that.
Apparently so.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Davdil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, and now we're gonna move on to this.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
I bet the listeners couldn't guess I had a Star Trek collection.
I don't think there's a single listener out there who doesn't believe that you have a Star Trek collection.
Fine. And we're digging into the Limburger Lounge. Poor Charlie Harrison, man. You know, Love is a Terrible Thing that makes you go drinking again.
Apparently so.
That's another album or another song I created. Right?
Yes.
On
Cheese Please.
Thank you. When I woke up this morning, my head was spinning round and round. I rolled over and I slowly crawled out of bed. Then I stumbled to the kitchen and made some coffee. Trying to clear out my head. Drank in again. I must be crazy. Drank in again. She's left me. Empty whiskey bottles on the floor, and my favorite chair's turned over near the door. A good meal in a month or more, and it sure does get lonesome watching the door. Drinking again, I must be crazy. Drinking again. Left me. Drinking again.
Keith, please, with Charlie Harrison, Drinking Again. I can't believe there's songs like that.
They're drinking songs.
Makes me want to talk like this. I just came home from the bar. I feel really bad, and now I'm drinking again. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was saying. I will say one thing, though. Well, that song was playing. Bronner Dog came over here, and he was like, he was concerned about me. You know, it's just like, oh, he thought I was depressed. So he was licking my hand in that, and I said, okay. And
that then, also may have been because I gave him my last cookie, and he was checking to see if you had any hidden over there.
Can't you just go with the song, Daffodil? My point I'm trying to make. But at the same token, I was thinking that as he was licking my hand, and I was like, oh, if I play this record back, maybe he would like go in reverse and go back to you or something. You know, you play the song backward, you get your dog back and your woman back and all that stuff.
Your truck starts running again.
Exactly. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, and we have reached the end of our tornado on the radio.
Oh, my gosh. Already, I don't know what to say. We got to get ready to get moving out back into the van in the next few weeks or so. How is cleaning the kitchen going?
Clean kitchen's clean.
Oh, good.
You stay out of it, it'll stay that way.
You know, that cleaner I got, I found at the dollar store. That's
yes,
working
that
out
is
really
good cleaner. I've already mentioned it to the people who own the bunker.
Oh, man. I just, a couple bucks and away I go. I start spraying. It's a little strong, a little on the intensity if you get in small spaces or you don't water it down, but it's pretty good.
Excellent.
I don't sniff it. Don't worry.
No, because it's pretty strong smelling. And the good news is the van's all ready to go.
Oh, good.
The brake job's done.
And it's time to flip on the pneumatic tube. Here we go. Oh, there it is. Open the door. Oh, Oh, speaking of small confined spaces, probably the most well-known industrial musical song ever existing. Look at this tub.
From the Bathrooms Are Coming.
Yes. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy. Join us again. There will be more shenanigans.
Look at this tub. It's dangerous and certainly a hazard. It's positively lower than substandard. Everything here is lower class. Why, I could slip, I could fall right on my nose. Look at this tub. Look at this tub. It's shallow and it's narrow and it's skinny. It's absolutely, definitely mini. I'm sick of being cramped in there, all tied up with my knees up in the air. Want a bath that's roomy and appealing, come floor to ceiling, that's what I miss. Want a bath with everything built in it, so let's begin it, but not like this. Look at the walls, look at the walls. It's absolutely, positively wasted. No handle shelves or cabinets, it's wasted. No wonder that I show my wrath. It's a hell of a way to make a bath. Want a bath that's roomy and appealing, from floor to ceiling, that's what I miss. Want a bath with everything built in it, so let's begin it, but not like this. Look at this room. Will you look at this room? There's not a single bit of inspiration. There's not a single up-to-date creation. Get me a plumber for this tomb. It's a hell of a way to do. What is it coming to? Hell of a way to do a room and top and wall and all a bed.
Cheese, please. Your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
This is Mac DeMarco, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby, the Chablis.